Very good morning, Francesca Rudkin.
Good morning.
Couple of films to work through this morning. We are going to start off with The Mummy.
Please just stay with me.
I'm scared.
I'm going to figure this out.
Don't leave me.
You can't run. You can't escape. She's got plans for you.
Doodle-doodle-doo. The Mummy, starring Tom Cruise, Sophia Boutella.
Sounds good.
And Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
What do we make of it?
Okay. So
haven't we had about a dozen The Mummies before?
Yeah. So Universal, I think the first The Mummy was made in 1932, and Universal Pictures has been making them ever since. The Brendan Fraser reboot was probably the one that that comes to mind to most people.
Yeah.
So basically what Universal Pictures is doing is they've created this whole new universe. It's called the Dark Universe, and they're going to produce a series of films that feature all the monsters that are on their slate. So coming up, we've got Bride of Frankenstein, and then I believe there might be The Invisible Man and a series of them. And all these films are going to be linked together by Dr. Jekyll, who is played by Russell Crowe's character. And we meet him in this first film, The Mummy. So The Mummy is kind of like an origins film, and it stars Tom Cruise as this soldier of fortune, Nick Morton, and he's in Iraq, and he is supposed to be a soldier, but he finds all this time to go off and steal treasures and sell them to the highest bidder. And it's while he's doing this he discovers this tomb, and he unleashes a mummy. And she's a particularly ambitious and quite nasty Egyptian princess from, you know, several thousand years ago, and she curses Tom Cruise's character. And what sort of unfolds from here is an action film filled with lots of zombies, so it's part horror, part sort of Mission Impossible action, as we sort of wait to see what happens to Nick Morton's character. I was really surprised by this film, I have to be honest with you.
In a good way?
No.
Oh.
Because, you know, Tom Cruise has form when it comes to action films. He knows how to put together a really solid, entertaining, quality action film like the Mission Impossible films. And this is just a mess. You actually feel awkward watching it. All the ingredients are here, but it just does not come together. The narration is all over the place. It's presented in an overly complicated manner, when in fact it's a pretty simple story. The scenes, we flick back and forward in time, and Nick Morton has sort of these visions, and none of it visually kind of fits together well. The humour and the witty banter is just awkward, you know, and Tom Cruise is quite good at dropping a funny line in a moment of stress, but it doesn't work, and I think it's because the casting is off. There's no real chemistry between any of the characters, and there's sort of a romance between him and an archaeologist called Jenny, played by Annabelle Wallace, and once again, I just sat there going, Tom, really?
Yeah.
I'm surprised he kind of let this fly. Interestingly, though, in the last sort of 5 minutes of the film, we get to where we want to be, right? Finally, we get to what happens to this character and obviously how it's going to progress. And for those 5 minutes, I was sitting there going, oh, no, this is the film I want to see. You've got there. Tom Cruise couldn't find his character. He just could not get in character. 1 minute, he's sort of this sort of, you know, not a terribly good guy who likes to steal treasures and sell them. And, you know, the next minute he's just sort of drinking away his problems, and he's all kind of a bit goofy and doesn't take things seriously. And then the next minute he's the only guy in the room who can save everybody. And I it's just all over the place. It was just watching it felt awkward. So it was a little disappointing, although I felt like there was promise, you know, the next film, because I have a feeling there's going to be a few of these films rolling out over the next few years. I kind of at the end I went, oh no, there it is.
Right.
Keep going along these lines and you're okay.
Okay. What's your verdict for The Mummy?
2 out of 5.
Oof. All right. Hopefully a little bit of a better option then. A French film called Rosalie Blum.
Yeah, Rosalie Bloom.
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 Oh,
and this is directed by Julien Rapineau, and he is a script writer, actually, who's written a lot of French films. And this is the first time he's stepped up and directed, and he's created a whimsical, tender, original, feel-good debut. It tells the story of three people who are at different times in their lives, and they're all a little bit lost. They're all sort of misfits, and they don't know each other. Well, I don't want to give too much away, actually. And the story is told in three different parts from their different points of view. So we start off with Vincent, who's a hairdresser, who's sort of in a bit of a dead-end relationship, and he's got an overbearing mum, and it's all sort of very quirky and fun and things, but quite sort of simple. You think to yourself, oh, this is nice, nothing special. Then part two kicks in and you start realising how clever this film is. So as we go through each part, the characters reveal more about themselves and others, and that constantly changes your perception of them and what's happening. So this narrative device sort of allows the director to drive the story forward and throw in lots of twists and turns.
Oh, nice.
And it's just a little gem of a film. It's a really simple story told very cleverly. The characters are all dealt with tenderly and with humour. It's just a delightful feel-good yarn. So I really enjoyed this.
Awesome. Okay, that sounds good. What's your verdict for Rosalie Bloom?
I gave it 4 out of 5.
Okay, that is a better option than The Mummy then. 2 out of 5 for The Mummy. Francesca's reviews are up at newstalkzb.co.nz and at nzherald.co.nz. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Have a good weekend, eh?
Same to you.
See you soon.